This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Every year, Pantone chooses the color of the year. Well, okay. Who the heck is Pantone and how come they get to pick? It's a company that started as a printing business back in the 1950s. However, a guy that worked with chemistry came up with a color matching system in the early 60s and bought the company. It's a worldwide phenomenon now, and every year since 2000, a bunch of color matchers get together and decide. They give meaning to every color depending on what the world situation is like. Pantone, a U.S. company, has said that color has always been an integral part of how a culture expresses the attitudes and emotions of the times. That might be a little lofty for me, but it is fun to see what they come up with. Last year, it was Living Coral, an animating and life-affirming coral hue with a golden undertone that energizes and enlivens with a softer edge. I see it as a kind of pinky orange salmon. For 2020, it's classic blue. According to their website, it instills calm, confidence, and connection. This enduring blue hue highlights our desire for a dependable and stable foundation on which to build as we cross the threshold into a new era. Pantone's website adds, "Classic blue brings a sense of peace and tranquility to the human spirit, offering refuge, aiding concentration and bringing laser-like clarity." Okay, I'm on board with that. Blue has always been my favorite color. But how do we get that in our garden? Well, there are several ways. The invasively cute little Siberian squill is the first to appear in spring, and I will let this one go wild. There are several asters as well as wild geranium. Oh, and sweet little forget-me-nots, those seeds in packets that small children get to sell or give away. I have pictures of these flowers and much more, along with links for more information on my website, gardenbite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.